This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it was allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67% limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Uranium enriched 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but still far below the 90% needed for building a nuclear weapon. The announcement comes hours after Iran's Nuclear Energy Agency said it had passed the limits and would also consider enriching uranium to 20% as the next step in its move to back away from its commitments under the nuclear deal. President Trump withdrew the United States from the nuclear deal last year and imposed tough sanctions on Iran. President Trump cutting off Britain's ambassador to Washington after leaked diplomatic cables revealed the ambassador, Kim Derrick, reported back to London that Trump was inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration was uniquely dysfunctional. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The cables published show Kim Derrick calling the administration dysfunctional and inept.
I don't share the ambassador's assessment.
On top of diplomatic fallout, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is worried about the leak itself, saying Derrick has the right to make a frank assessment.
It's very important that our diplomats all over the world continue to be able to do so.
It says there will be consequences for whomever leaked the cables. In the meantime, President Trump fired back at Derrick.
We're not big fans of that man, and he has not served the UK well.
Her office says Prime Minister Theresa May has full faith in the ambassador. Sagar Magani at the White House.
And this is VOA News. After several weeks of controversy and large angry street protests, Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says